وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful morning. الحمد لله مفتي صاحب, this great excitement in the Muslim Ummah. Great preparation. Allah reward you and the team at Markaz Sahaba for putting up a beautiful program. Inshallah, the Ummah will benefit at large. And inshallah, these some great speakers, learned ulama, beautiful piece of advice will be coming through. Allah Ta'ala accept us, grant us ikhlas and sincerity. So, inshallah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Sha'ban, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 183. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, this Ramadan Mubarak, we will focus on ayat muntakhaba, meaning various and selected verses from the Noble Quran. So in the first few days, we will discuss the verses related to the sacred holy month of Ramadan Mubarak. So today our focus is on chapter 2, verse number 183. And thereafter, inshallah, we will go to the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and thereafter the Q&A, inshallah al-Aziz. Barakallahu feekum, jazakallah khairan to you, Ma Salim Kareem, for all the du'as. Allah Jalla wa la make it a reality to all the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Remember, tomorrow, inshallah, Tuesday, first Ramadan, we will be starting at 3 a.m. Allah Jalla wa la reward Ma Salim Kareem and the entire team, and inshallah al-Aziz, the families, for all their sacrifices. Junaid Mota, Riyaz Mota, everybody, Allah Jalla Wala make it easy. Chapter 2, verse number 183. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, e iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith. So what does this mean? It means Almighty Allah is elevating our rank, our status, and 89 different places Almighty Allah addresses us as Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Almighty Allah never addresses us as Ya ayyuhalladhina aslamu, O you Muslims. I am speaking to you live from our studios here in Johannesburg, Lanesia. And you are listening to me across the world in various parts, various cities, countries, continents. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, hadha min fadli Rabbi. So my ruh, my soul, my spirit is within me and within you. Your spirit is there, your soul is there. The person passes away, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the lip, everything is there, but nothing is functioning. So that is how we will understand Iman and Islam. Once there is Iman, the soul, the spirit is there, then Islam will become manifest. And once that is dead, Allah forbid, there is no Iman, then there will be no Islam. So therefore, Almighty Allah in 89 different places addressed us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Yetu ashiqana khitab hai. This is an address filled with love and compassion. When we draw a comparison, the converse in chapter 66, verse number 7, Allah Jalla Wala addresses the non-Muslims only once, and that also for the year after, and to humiliate and disgrace them. Chapter 66, verse number 7, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims, irrespective which religion, which faith, which denomination they belong to, all the isms are included there for those who are sane and mature and belong to any religion and cult and faith besides Islam. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, la ta'tadhiru al-yawm. Today, the day of justice, the day of judgment, do not cite any excuses. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. Indeed, you will be punished according to your deeds and your actions. So it shows that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving us a very, very stern warning. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykumus siyam, fasting has been prescribed upon you. Meaning this month of Ramadan, this fasting for this month is compulsory upon you. Kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum, as fasting was ordained and prescribed upon the nations and generations before you. So it shows that the action of fasting is not the unique feature and characteristic of this ummah. Ye ek nukta ki baat, this is something very unique. You should understand it, O esteemed listener. Fasting is not unique to this ummah. The previous nations, generations used to fast. So kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. But fasting during the month of Ramadan, that is our unique feature. That is our distinction. That is our characteristic. As-siyam fi Ramadan min khasa'isi hadhi al-ummah. So that is the unique feature of this ummah. No nation, no generation in the past ever kept fast during the sacred holy month of Ramadan. And that is the barakah, the blessing, the wasila of the Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what is fasting? So remember that from tomorrow, inshallah, we will be fasting here in South Africa and many other parts of the world. So la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you develop the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. A normal person driving his vehicle and so forth once a year takes his vehicle for a major service, bumper to bumper. So once a year, 1 month per year, we have to fast to suppress our desires, to learn self-discipline. My favorite food, the delicious food, my favorite drink, water, juice, everything is there. Husband is there, wife is there. But from the time of dawn, remember, people say sunrise, that's wrong. So 1.5 hour or so before sunrise, right till sunset, no eating, no drinking, no fulfilling of our lust and desires with our beloved spouses. Ma'anniya, and we made intention also, and we woke up before that for suhoor, for the pre-dawn meal. And remember, you should have the dates ready, daytime also and nighttime also. What I mean, daytime, nighttime, that suhoor time, you mother, sister, daughter on the table, dastarkhan, you eating on the floor. So then keep the date ready. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr, that the best suhoor and the best pre-dawn meal is dates. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Abu Dawood. And iftar time, when we break our fast, so both times it is sunnah and abawiyah to have dates. Remember that, brother, sister. And in that way, la'allakum tattaqoon. So what is taqwa? We go to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and whose definition mentioned by Allama Qastalani in Mawahib Ladunniya, Al-Khawfu Min Al-Jalil. Every phrase, he ended it on alam, that we have the fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that is fil khalwa wal jalwa, in privacy and public, not horses for courses, and we are sanctimonious in front of people, we put on a show, we are pious, and our own private life is sordid and haram and so forth. Allah forbid, al-khawfu min al-jaleel, to have that fear for Almighty Allah, based on the love and respect for Almighty Allah. Wal amalu bit tanzeel, and we practice, remember, on Quran and Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, following the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So that is what Islam is teaching us, and not we follow our own customs, traditions, and fairy tales and so forth. Then the third one, wal qana'atu bil qaleel, what we have, we are content with it. Today, the madness in Muslim and non-Muslim majority of us, we will break and violate the laws of Islam and the Sharia, the divine code, so that we accumulate more and more wealth. Wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadid, verily this human being is madly, intensely in love with this wealth of his. So al-khawf min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, wal-qana'at bil-qaleel, wal-isti'dadu li-yawmi al-raheel, and you prepare for the day of departure. We know we have one chance here. It's a sojourn, a temporary life, and then we pass away and our demise takes place. So let us prepare. Allah Jalla wa'ala bless us this Ramadan and the entire Ummah. Allah grant our Mujahideen victory in all parts of the world. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen, and especially in Gaza and Palestine. So every day we will do one verse, and inshallah it will be selected to verses from the noble Quran. Like tomorrow, inshallah, we'll continue with Surah 2, chapter number 2, and verse number 184. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us go around the globe, inshallah, with the news, views, interviews, locally, internationally, and globally. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We say Allahu Akbar. 3 jutlas killed there in Gaza and surroundings, and many of them injured. So we say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We have no empathy, sympathy for these jutlas and harami super terrorists. So Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, says Israel not meeting our demands. So the Israeli press themselves delight that they say that he, Netanyahu, is not interested, remember, in letting the hostages come back. He rather wants to continue with this war so that he will stay out of prison, and therefore that they don't continue with demanding the freedom of the hostages. So it's a game they are playing. The independent police is in danger of democracy onto democracy when you have independent police. Who said this? The super terrorist and super murderer of the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Ben Gvir, the minister of security in the rogue regime of Israel. Biden says Bibi Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping Israel. So that is their own war of words. Both of them donkeys and haramis, and the world can see it, that both of them enemies of humanity. What a disgrace for the president of Israel. He goes there to Netherlands to open a museum, Holocaust Museum. The Holocaust story is another fabrication, 6 million. My foot, 6 million. There wasn't even 1 million. You must remember Jutlas dispatched to hell by Hitler. Hitler did a good job, if you ask me, to a great extent. We don't agree with everything, but we agree on many points with him. So remember that the people who were there in Netherlands, in their hundreds, they protested against him, President Herzog of Israel, and many Jews came to protest against him and told him, no genocide in our name, no genocide in our name. Ukraine woke up from their slumber and they condemned the Pope. The Pope told them, it's time now, you must sit and negotiate and you must raise the white flags, meaning you better surrender now that Russia is going to give you all a good threshing now and in the future. Obviously that's what is meant. So Ukraine and its alliance and their supporters are very upset with the Pope. They said there's no hope for the Pope. So how we told him, you see, but now Pope is poking his nose in political matters and so forth. So yesterday they told us in Saudi Arabia that there was a sighting of the moon and so forth, and Saudi Arabia announces that that ushers in the month of Ramadan. So today they will be fasting the first fast. Last night was Taraweeh in Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and the Arab regimes and other countries, like they follow the Pied Piper. So they followed him, Saudi Arabia, we must remember. So the question arises, was there a sighting? No, there was no sighting. It is a phantom sighting, all lies. And this is not the first time, you must remember this. When you bring this to the Saudis, then they can't answer. So I give you 2-3 evidence which I sent out last night, you must remember. There is a very, very famous astronomer there in the Arab world, and his name Adil Al-Sa'adun. So he said that this is batil, falsehood prevailing over truth. It's impossible, remember, with the naked eye or with the binoculars or with the telescope to see the other moon and so forth. But the Saudis, you see, the Haaretz newspaper yesterday already announced. The Haaretz newspaper announced tonight, Sunday night, that's yesterday, right? So will be Ramadan day in Jerusalem. So who are the Arabs following? They're following the Jutlas, they are following the Zionists, they are following America. Why? Do you understand what's happening? There's the game they play. And what's the game? So your Laylatul Qadr, everything will be corrupted and mixed up. Similarly, Hajj time, they do this. For 30, 40 years, they are playing with this. I told you 100 times. Yesterday, there was one chamcha, one sidekick of the Saudis on one group. I sent all these things. And there is some professor or some PhD student, Ahmed Imad, there in UK. He said it's all fake sighting, phantom sighting. So this guy got so cross, the Salafi guy, scholars for dollars. I told him on his face, he's a scholar for dollar. And he then threw out and he deleted all my posts and so forth and so on. So you must remember that these are the scholars for dollars, these Salafi scholars, that they just follow Murtad bin Shaitan. MBS is a Pakka Murtad out of the fold of Islam and a traitor to Islam. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَدٌ. If you yourself got doubt regarding it, regarding this issue of him being an apostate and a traitor and out of the fold of Islam, then you yourself are out of the fold of Islam. King Salman woke up from his slumber, not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, Khainul Haramain Sharifain, the big traitor. He put his son there, so he's a traitor himself, and he's blaming Israel and the West, and he says that what's happening in Palestine, that the international community must do something. So he's living in Alice in Wonderland and so forth, a hopeless, useless character. The worst king in the history of Saudi Arabia is Salman and his son, the Murtad. So religious people in Israel, the Haredi community and so forth, say, if you are going to impose upon us that we must serve in the army, then we will leave Israel and we will go to some other country. Listen to this news here. This is very interesting. This makes my day. There is one harami, there is a war criminal, an Islamophobe, and that is Macron, the president of France. So now people in the West, they don't leave him, you see. So they went and studied the history of his family. So they say Macron's wife was a male, and then she went for a transgender. So she was Eve, and Eve became Steve, you must remember that. Oh, she was what? Steve, and then she became Eve. So that is Macron's wife, and so forth. So he is very, very upset. How come the media is running the story? So these are the haramis, you must remember that. They don't know their wife is a male or a female, and that's what goes on. Israel, very, very upset with Erdogan of Turkey. They say he is one of the worst anti-Semites. When you speak the truth, then that is what they will call you. So not that Erdogan also is playing a double game. They are dealing and business goes on with Israel. They supply so many things there. So we should know all these things as well. Artwork worth 1.2 million euros stolen there in Italy. India's number two. Next week, this week here or next week, India will announce when they are having their elections this year. The number two in the electoral office, he resigns. He didn't give reasons. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work it out. The BJP must have told him, you must do this, you must do that. His conscience didn't allow him, and then he resigns. So that is the dandli, the rigging that will go on there in India's elections, just like Pakistan's elections. Imran Khan won the elections and all the independence fair and square, but to marginalize him, all the chores and the crooks and the thugs got together. So now the Sharif family, Nawaz Sharif's brother, Shahbaz Sharif, so becomes prime minister, and Asif Zardari from the Bhutto family, People's Party, so he becomes the president. All crooks, you must remember that. I studied there, we know about Pakistan politics. India kicked out from Maldives. Very good, Maldives. So remember that. So China will replace them for security and what have you. That was a good move by Maldives. Why should we keep our worst enemies there? Kick them out. Very good. The people in prison there, the Gazans and Palestinians, they are treated worse than the prisoners there in Gitmo, in Guantanamo Bay, by the Americans. So the super terrorists and murderers and occupiers, remember, of land and in politics and so forth, the biggest terrorists are who? Are America and Israel. One side they got Gitmo and they got our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, and yes, they are torturing our people. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al ghasibin. One question for those of you scholars, for dollars, you Salafis, and for King Salman and his murtad son MBS, the murtad bin Shaitan. So how come you don't allow your imams that in the Qunut or in the Jummah khutbah to even use the word Yahud? Why can't they say that? So they are completely in bed with the Zionists and with the Jews and with the Americans and so forth and so on. Biden is the one that he signs off billions and billions of dollars and arms and ammunition for Israel. So now an election campaign, like, you know, just to show the Americans we are doing so much for Gaza. So now they're going to make a temporary port and so forth, so some aid can come in. To prepare that port will take 2, 3, 4 weeks. By that time Ramadan Mubarak might be finished already. Saudis, Allah Ta'ala's punishment is already on them. They see a sharp foil in the profits of the oil industry. So that is how Allah will continue punish them. MBS, MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq, there in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Let us give you some local news, South Africa, Southern Africa. I just returned from Durban yesterday after 4 days there, Wednesday, and then we came back yesterday. So Durban is dirty and smelling, remember that. If you go in town and surroundings, you will see the refuse and the garbage is just lying there. There's a strike on for more than 1 week. In many places I went to, there's hardly any water, you must remember that, there in Durban. So if you want all the details of our program, what happened in Durban, so today between 2 and 2.30, inshallah al-Aziz, we will address that issue in detail. The IFP released their manifesto yesterday, and they're saying we must keep the legacy of Buthelezi alive. They didn't tell their people they are also being financed by America or by Israel or by both and so forth. The Jewish women in South Africa, some of them are marching and telling them what? End the silence on the hostages. End the silence on the hostages. So they all are fed up and so forth and frustrated. I read a letter, you must see whether it's authentic or not, but to me it seemed authentic, and I sent it out to the news team. I found it a bit amusing. So the king here in Swaziland, They sent out the notice, but it is subject to confirmation. You must go and check it up. I was busy last night, right 11 o'clock, with all these news, views, interviews. They say from South Africa, anybody wants to come and settle there in Swaziland, you will get citizenship. You can get married up to 5 wives. How's that? Islam says 4 wives with conditions, not carte blanche. There you can get married to 5 wives. You can stay there. You'll get the passport, ID, everything. And the government will facilitate the expenses for you to get married to your 5 wives. So I think many South Africans, if it is authentic, might go there, have a good time, and then they'll come back, I think. I don't know. But that is what I think. Okay, you must remember that we must scan the sky tonight here in South Africa. It is 30, 31, 32 hours and the moon will be sighted, inshallah. That will usher in the month of Ramadan Mubarak. And inshallah, I sent out last night our schedule and program for Ramadan. We sent out, remember, that the suhoor program of Mawlana Salim Kareem, Hafidhahullah. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, the program will start, and inshallah will continue till 6 o'clock, and inshallah we should be reading the du'as for the new moon and crescent tonight after Maghrib. That also we sent out yesterday. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, make this month of Ramadan Mubarak the blessed month, a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the entire Ummah and international global followers of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa rushdin, and a month of righteousness, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. So that is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Inshallah, our program today, Monday, remember, 29th of Shaban, corresponding to the 11th of March, will be 8:30 to 9. Mozaid and myself will be discussing our schedule, our programming for Ramadan, inshallah. Then 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, inshallahul aziz, will be our report back of our activities there in Durban. Tonight there won't be Q&A, now Ramadan is starting. All the Q&A we used to do will now be Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 with Suleiman Esop, inshallah. And on Sundays, 2 to 4 with Mona Khalid Yaqub. During the course of the week you will have Q&A, that is Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays with Yusuf Ali, my brother, and myself for half an hour between 2 and 2:30. And obviously in the morning you will have sufficient time. Like now we got 25 minutes, mashallah, for the Q&A. So Mawlana Salim Kareem will then start with the Q&A, a rapid fire Q&A. We give preference to our non-Muslim listeners. I haven't seen any question, so it is all what you have sent. So I have the Quran Sharif in my hand, so therefore don't think that these questions are prepared or something. We have the best, we want to share it with the rest. And we say, one announcement I have to make. This is my fatwa. You agree with it, fine. You don't agree with it, it's up to you. Remember those of you in Saudi Arabia, because I received so many queries yesterday, last night. So those of you in Saudi Arabia, you fast. You follow them, although there was no sighting. It's a phantom sighting and lies and fabrication, but you fast. The sun is on them. And remember, they read 10 rakat Tarawi and then 3 witr and so forth. So you must then go to your hotel and read your other 10 rakats, although the witr will be in between, so there's no problem with that, is acceptable. For all other countries, remember to follow Saudi. Just because Saudi said so, they saw it, phantom sighting is not permissible. You must have the faqufiddin. You see people in the Arab countries, you see in America, in UK, and in Europe, just like sheep following Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, remember, doesn't know whether it's coming or not. They are our worst enemies today, remember. They sold out the whole of Islam and so forth and so on. They banned the Tabligh Jamaat, the ulama, the imam of the haram. Sheikh Salih Ali Talib said, La tazuru as-sanamat. Don't visit the sanamas and don't go. They put him away for 10 years. The man is still in jail. So don't come and tell me about Saudi Arabia. And these scholars for dollars, I challenge any one of them. You come on air and you tell me your Murtad bin Shaitan, your MBS is a Muslim. And then, and I'll ask you, how much money have they given you, you Shaitan? You sold the whole, you sold your soul to the devil, and you are the enemy of Islam by supporting the Saudi Kafir regime. And with their phantom sighting, Surah 9, verse 37 is applicable. Inna man nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri. Once you start playing with the moon, increase, decrease, manipulate it, and so forth, then that is an addition in your kufr. So the Quran is very clear on these issues. Allah Jalla wala guide us all. Inshallah, Muslim Kareem, we have 25 minutes for the rapid quick fire Q&A. Inshallah al-Aziz, I think of my brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. When we use the word rapid quick fire, I was there. I took my wife, my nephew, to go to his house there and offer our condolences. Allah grant him, our brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, all our shuhada, all our brothers, sisters, and children who passed away before Ramadan in this past year and other times. Before that, Jannat al Firdaus al A'la, and grant their family Sabri Jamil. Jee Masrim Kareem.
AK, we wish you well over the fasting month of Ramadan. I just want to know why there are different days for Muslims to fast. In Saudi Arabia, they have started today and you start tomorrow. Why is this so?
Very good question. If you were listening to my news, views, interviews, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There was no sighting in Saudi Arabia. It's all a phantom sighting. And this is not from now. I've been there so many times in the past 50 years, and how many times I was critical of them, not now only, for the past 20 years, that you must remember, once the Saudi embassy here in South Africa, when I was with CII, they even asked me certain questions, why you made the statement and so forth, but today we speak openly. Remember, the Saudi regime of today, run by MBS, are non-Muslims. They are agents of America, agents of Israel, and he is placed there so that to destroy Islam. They have what they call Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin. Majority of the people don't even know what is going on because they don't even know the politics or the Arabic language. So by 2030, you must try and dismantle Islam. We will give you the Expo. 2034, we will give you the World Cup and so forth and so on. So all this is going on in Saudi Arabia. So therefore, for any person beyond and outside the Saudi regime, Saudi government and kingdom, to follow Saudi Arabia, our fatwa verdict is not permissible. There was no sighting, remember this. And I gave you Adil Saadun, Ahmed Imad, all of them, and 6-hour moon. How can you see? Even with a telescope, you can't see it. So anyway, it can happen. Sometimes we don't say it can't happen. It can happen. So if I pose this question to you, you see now the time is what? 5:15, right? Yeah, in South Africa. And if I go to New Zealand, so now it is 3:15 in the afternoon. So we have a 10-hour difference. When I was in Argentina, and I had to do programs for them in New Zealand, so there was 15, 16, 17 hours difference. So you see, when you go and travel by plane, then you go to cities, countries, continents, you will find you're going through so many time zones and so forth. So it could happen. There's no such thing. It couldn't happen. So yes, but our point is this: there must be true sightings and not phantom sightings. How easy example I give you. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. If you go to December, you go to January, and you see your Durban, and you see, remember, your Cape Town, Both coastal cities, right? Beautiful. Durban, beautiful when the garbage is removed. And Cape Town, beautiful when the gangs are not operating. So there's 1 hour time difference between the sunset there, between Durban and Cape Town. So remember that is Kudrat ka Karishma, diversity in unity and unity in diversity. So we don't have any problem with that. The problem how you have different sunrise, sunset, all the different time zones. So that will happen sometime, but it must be based on proper sighting, not on phantom sighting and ghost sighting.
AK, your holy month is about to start. Would you be traveling while you fasting? I was told that a Muslim doesn't have to fast if he travels more than 100 kilometers and he stays in a place for 2 weeks or less. So if he stays in 3 different places for Ramadan, then fasting is not compulsory for him. Is this true?
Thank you, my brother or sister Tom, Dick and Mary. So yes, it is true halfway. So that will be our lesson tomorrow. So therefore, I told you that every day I will discuss with you a certain aspect of Ramadan Mubarak initially. Like today we discuss that fasting is prescribed and ordained upon us. But why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you learn self-discipline. You're going for a major service head to toe. How to control our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our body and so forth and so on. So remember the fasting during Ramadan, that is the unique feature and characteristic for us as Muslims. So Quran Kareem states, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ. During the month of Ramadan, if a person is very, very ill and sick, or a person is going on a journey, the journey must be from boundary to boundary, 78 kilometers or more, then he does not have to fast. It's not he mustn't fast. If he doesn't want to fast, he doesn't have to. It's a concession given to him. But then, after Ramadan finishes, then we have our Eid, Eidul Fitr, our celebration of thanksgiving to Almighty Allah for highlighting and showing us another wonderful Ramadan, La'allakum Tashkurun, chapter 2, verse 185. Then remember, qada of it is compulsory. So that person went, I went to Durban, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, overseas, and for 1 week or 2 weeks or less than that, so I didn't fast, so I have to keep the qada. So those 5 days, 10 days, 12 days that I must, so I have to keep that fast again in that 11 months, meaning that because I didn't fast, so then I have to make it up in the other 11 months. It's not that something that is just forgiven and just, you understand, the person has a choice. No, you don't have a choice in that matter there. So similarly, when that person recovers from his or her sickness, the lady is in her menses, so she cannot fast during her menses 5, 6, 7, 8 days. So after Ramadan, after Eid, so the qada and her making it up, that will be compulsory. Payment will not suffice unless the person is very, very old and doesn't have the strength and energy, stamina to fast, or a person is chronically, terminally ill throughout the year, then he or she will pay during Ramadan 40 rand per fast and 1,200 rand. So from tomorrow onwards, you just pay 1,200 rand, so that will be fine and that will be acceptable.
Sir, I listen to Al Ansar radio every morning while going to work. But during the day, they don't have much Islamic content. I'm new revert. Is there a way I can listen to Markaz on my car radio while driving home?
Regarding Ansar, yeah, I'm not in charge of them or anything, whether it's Ansar or whether it's Sirius FM. We are grateful, thankful, remember, to their directors and to their teams that they patch into our programs and so forth. So that's a win-win situation for them and for us. So more and more people. But what is their content? And I myself, I don't know. So remember that you have to address with them. You know where they are or what their email details are, what they are, phone numbers are, you contact them and tell them you want and requesting more Islamic content. What we can do, my brother, for you and for all the listeners, that if you want Markaz Sahaba, I will send out the link today, right? And my number, my WhatsApp number, I'll repeat it twice, 071-888-1184. You just send me a message. I don't want long messages, please. Just write the link and then I will send you the link. So, and I'll send it out today on all the groups and on Telegram and on X and Twitter and so forth. So when I send you the link, you will see there something in blue. You just press that and then like an app will come. You just swipe it to the left and then you will see the play button and you just press that and you can listen to us on your phones. You won't be able to listen in your car radio and your normal radio, but remember on the internet and on your phone, WhatsApp and so forth, you will be able to listen to us, inshallah al-Aziz.
My name is Yolanda Matawa. I have been meaning to ask this for a long time. Why do you make the people to wear the hijab so you can give them food hampers during Ramadan? Is this not like a politics where people wear regalias? We are not Muslims, like you say, so why force us to wear like that so that you could give us hampers? And the Muslims are not collecting the hampers, so why make us wear a hijab? I don't understand. What are you trying to prove?
Here there are three issues. If a person is a Muslim, Muslimah, a person has accepted from the inner recesses of their heart that they have believed in Islam, submitted, surrendered to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, lovingly, willingly, sincerely, then remembered and believe in all the articles of faith, so that person is a Muslim. And once you are a Muslim, a Muslim female, is not me or anybody else, is Almighty Allah has made this compulsory upon the Muslim women. Chapter 33, verse number 59. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Kulli azwajik, tell your honorable wives, wa banatik, your beloved daughters, wa nisa'il mu'mineen, and the believing men, their women, my mother, my daughter, my sister, my nieces, my aunties, yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin, that they must draw close to them the jilbab, the outer garment, covering their body, covering their hair, covering their face, all that the hands will be open, and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah has made that compulsory. During Ramadan, we Muslims are the most generous people on the earth. So during Ramadan, the Muslims will give out zakat. Zakat will be the compulsory charity, 2.5%. A person has 100,000 rand, so he will give out 2,500 rand in cash or kind to poor Muslims, enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 9, verse number 60, 8 different categories are mentioned. Faridatum min Allah, Almighty Allah has prescribed these 8 categories. Wallahu alimun hakim, and it behoves Almighty Allah to do that. He is all-knowing, his knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. Hakim is the all-wise. But we are also told, wa inna judahu akthar min ar-rih al-mursala, that he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the month of Ramadan, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, was more generous than a hurricane, a gusting wind. So that is our voluntary charity we give out. So it's not we, sister, that are telling you, you must wear the burqa, you must wear the Islamic garb and so forth. It's you who want to deceive the Muslims, and then you come there and say, Salam alaikum, Salam alaikum, and you wear the garb of a Muslim to create the perception, impression that you are a Muslim and so forth. Therefore, we tell our brethren, our Muslims, once you have doubt, so such people, you must never give them zakat. If you want to give them, then you give them voluntary charity. Zakat is the mandatory, compulsory charity, and these people, these professional beggars. You will find them all at every mosque almost, and more so during Ramadan. So for them, we must not give them zakat once we have doubt and so forth. And if you ask them even the basics of Islam, majority of them will not know. So the fault is not Islam's. The fault is not the Muslim. It's your fault, because you want to become the professional beggar and you want to deceive the Muslims. Therefore, you wear the Islamic garb to deceive them.
We can call it the days of our lives. Sir, I have experienced too many near-death experiences. I have been in fires, accidents, shootings, and robbery. I think God wants me to die as a Muslim, Vikesh.
Yes, 100%, Vikesh, your invitation is open. Any person now, you tell me you want to become a Muslim, so we are like the ever-ready battery. So Mawlana Salim Kareem will announce, so-and-so person wants to embrace Islam. I went to Eastern Cape 10 days ago, and I went to a place called there, Lady Freer, and first time in my life I went, it was extremely hot, 38, 39, almost 40 degrees. We had a program, and then before I made the supplication to Allah, they said, one lady who was a non-Muslim, she wants to embrace Islam. I said, Ahlan wa sahlan, we're ready. So we made her a Muslim. So Vikesh, it's true. Almighty Allah, let us have, remember certain experiences in life so that we come closer and nearer to Almighty Allah. It's not our driving skills. It's not our talent, our ability, capability that saves us, rescues us in difficult conditions. It's only the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah is showering His mercy on you, my brother Vikesh. If you are ready, we are ready. And you are in Durban. There are so many people there to help you along this journey. That, inshallah, the month of Ramadan is starting tonight, inshallah, in South Africa, Southern Africa, many parts of the world. So, inshallah, that you will start fasting also tomorrow and so forth. So, if you are ready, my brother, we are ready to make you a Muslim. So, anytime, remember, you are ready. We are ready.
Mufti Sahib, this request has come to explain to the non-Muslim listeners how the Islamic calendar, the lunar calendar works.
MashaAllah, excellent. When you want to understand anything about Islam, you must pose the question. That's why we have this program. We don't have any superstition. We don't have anything to hide. We are transparent. Go to the Noble Quran, chapter 9 and verse number 36. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, the chapter regarding repentance. And verse 36, I read for you. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. The day Almighty Allah Jalla wala created this entire universe, so on that day Almighty Allah already prescribed and ordained in the book of Almighty Allah there will be 12 lunar months. So our 12 lunar months are old as time itself, from time immemorial, and therefore, we follow the lunar calendar. See, in my life now, right? Next year, Ramadan, 1446, 2025, Allah Ta'ala spare me, so I will be 70 years old Islamically. So I went through two cycles already. So when we study our Islamic fasting, our Islamic pilgrimage, our Islamic Eid celebration, so you will see it rotates all the time. Sometime we are in summer, sometime in winter, sometime different seasons. Now you juxtapose this with your system. If you are in South Africa, you're celebrating Christmas and New Year, your entire life, 70, 100 years or more, it's always in summer. And if you go to America, Canada, it's always in winter. 2000, I was there. 2001, 1st January, I was at Niagara Falls. So I know what has happened there. so cold, so much snow, you can't even come out of your house. It's minus 18, minus 20, minus 25 or more in certain parts. So it remains stagnant, remember that. So I'm posing this question to you. Which is a better system? You work with a lunar calendar, everybody gets a fair chance, whether it is our fasting, whether it is our celebration. So whatever it is, sometime winter, sometime summer, or you remain stagnant. So any person who doesn't have jaundiced eyes will tell you the Islamic system is the best. Let me pose these questions to all of you who are so overawed and overwhelmed with the Gregorian calendar, January, February, November, December. What is the meaning of September, Sept? Sept means seven, but you say it's the ninth month of the year. October, Ok, means eight, but you say it's the tenth month of the calendar. What is the meaning of November? Nov means 11, but you say it is Nov means nine, so you say it is the 11th month of the calendar. And December, Des means 10, but you say it's the 12th month of the calendar. The name and the number are not corresponding. Go study the philology of your calendar. So remember that your new year originally was 1st of March. Then the calendar is right. But then they said, we have too many problems. We have to follow Islam. So Islam from time immemorial have 12 lunar months. So therefore, you all imitated and you started emulating Islam. From 10 months, you increased it to 12 months, and then you dedicated it not to Almighty Allah, but to the idols, and people who worship idols go straight to hell forever if they are sane and mature. So that is something Islam will never compromise. So you go and study your Pope Gregory. He is running around with the idol Janus, J-A-N-U-S, and that Janus got two faces. One face of spirituality and goodness, and one face of evil and devil. And then he said that the first month must be January in veneration of Janus and respect of that. So your whole calendar is corrupted, your Julian calendar, your normal calendar, just like your Bible. So you got the Good News Bible, you got the King James Bible, you got the New International Bible, so many different versions of the Bible that the versions are confused. Just now we had February and you had 29 February. How come 2024 you had 29 February? You said no, we must have a leap year. So look at your inconsistency. Either you have 28 days, 29 days, 30 days, 31 days, blowing the fuses of people. Islam straightforward. 29 days and then we scan the sky. Tonight we scan the sky 30, 31, 32 hours. The moon, the crescent is sighted, the next day is the first. If it is not sighted, the next day is 30th. The person in the ocean, the person in the jungle, the person in the metropolitan area, wherever you are, it's very easy for you just to look at the Qamar, to look at the Hilal. Look at the beauty, the glory. It's a pity that 90% of Muslims don't know whether they're coming or going also. Hilal. Hilal means raf'us sawt, to raise your voice. The first three nights that a crescent like tonight, that will be Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, you call it Hilal. Then every three nights the name changes of the moon. And on the 14th night, when it is shining in its glory and beauty, it's called Laylatul Badr. Quran Kareem speaks of chapter 54, Surah Qamar, the increase and the decrease, the waxing and the waning of the moon. Remove your agenda, remove your prejudice and your jaundiced eye. Take Islam, what I taught you about the Islamic lunar calendar and your concocted calendar. When I went to China, so they had the year of the dragon. One year they have the year of the swine. One year they have the year of the lion. And all crazy, crazy things. So Islam has a calendar which will resonate with every person, provided he or she does not have jaundiced eyes.
Tifar, this is from Cape Town, very humorous. You are always traveling now. When your mosque coming to Cape Town to bless us with your presence, come make boka with us. We need your advices here.
May Buddha Ekvazan Cup start. I was there in Cape Town now in November, December, in matter of 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I was there twice. Why was he, May Buddha? You were playing with your cook sisters or what? So last night I met one brother here in the masjid. So Zohor time I met him. He told me I'm here. So I asked him, what you doing? He said, I came for etika for the whole month. So I told him, what about your wife? He said, my wife is very sick. She told me, go from here. Go spend 1 month there in the masjid, in the mosque here in Lens, and then she will feel better. So she sent her husband away, you see. So may Buddha, there's baya khrapis on the prat, ne? So there's many things we can tell you. You must remember that. So anyway, I must come make day the pasa. So you must know the Cape Town style. You know, Morana pasa is their fasting, and labarang is their Eid, and so forth. So inshallah, Allah make easy for you, may Buddha. Wherever you are in the world, in the mother city, Cape Town, everything happens slow motion in Cape Town. You know that, Maulana, why? If you tell them, do this, slowly, slowly, taddo maso in Arabic, in Yemen we say, slow coaches. You see why? It's a mother city. So everything happens after 9 months there. So that is Kapstad, my Buddha. Inshallah, we will come. Jazakallah khairan. I have to go for Fajr Salat here. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, we'll be starting, inshallah, Aziz. And remember, we'll be firing up right till 6 o'clock. We will discuss the schedule programming between 8:30 and 9. Mawazahid Khan and myself, inshallah Aziz. Barakallahu fiqh to you, Mawlana Salim Kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.